This is an interesting discussion because what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay down a little background on some rules. I won't spend a lot of time doing that. And then I'm going to talk about how to structure investments for non-U.S. persons who are interested in investing in U.S. real property. But there are a couple of overall sort of guiding things you need to think about. The reason you need to understand this is if you have any clients who are looking to obtain capital to invest in U.S. real property, you have to remember there's a fundamental rule of taxation. That is, our tax code is completely screwed up. And the reason I'm willing to say that it's completely screwed up is if Dennis, we all know Dennis has been a highly successful practitioner, decided to invest $100 million out of his spare change into some U.S. real property as a passive investor, if he did a really good job of structuring it, at best, he would get a 20% capital gain rate plus a 3.8% Obamacare tax rate. There may be ways to get around that. And he'd have to worry about a 25% recapture on any sale due to the extent of any depreciation. So he has a rate, you know, again, if he's really good, he can get it down to a 25% tax rate. If you had me make that same investment on behalf of a foreign investor, if I do it right, I'll probably get a rate of zero. Now, I may have some issues. I may not be able to get the rate down to zero, but I'll certainly get it down into the low single digits. Bottom line is our tax code is structured, and everything I'm going to talk about in this overall, I mean, most of the structures are absolutely plain vanilla. They're embedded right in the code. If you know how to exploit these rules, you can obtain a zero rate for the foreign investors.